This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Second Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. Not spewing party line, not spewing ideologies, but spewing truth. Seriously. You know, maybe I'll talk to Dr. B about this, because you guys will listen to me anyway. I was talking to somebody the other day about about a video I saw on a study that was done overseas, and it was about little kids and iPads, and how we have got to the point now where we kind of hand them, say, leave us alone, right? You give them to your kids, and some parents say, leave us alone, do your thing, don't bother me, blah, blah, blah. And it's wrong. Now, I've always just felt it was wrong. I had no scientific proof behind it. Was what it was. But then I saw this, I don't want to call it documentary, but it was done by doctors who put together this piece and showed you truly, when you go letting your kids use these iPads on a regular basis, and more so to do whatever they want to do, not so much, for actual education, but doing whatever they want to do, recreation. Over 2 hours a day, I was amazed to see exactly how it affected them, affected the behavior, affected everything about them, actually. But when I sent it out to a few people and I talked to a few people about it, I mean, the stereotypical drug thing, well, my kid would never do that. Well, nobody said that your kid was doing this. Right? But you got friends that have kids that hand them the iPad like our parents used to shove us in front of the TV set. The difference, frankly, though, was when they shoved you in front of the TV set, you were being entertained, not indoctrinated. You were being entertained, not being taught something. You know, when you watched, I don't know, Bozo, right, you weren't being indoctrinated. You were just having fun playing games. And actually, and some of that, with the music being played in the background, with some of the things that were going, you were learning a little bit about science. You were learning a little bit about classical music. You were learning all kinds of things without having that garbage poured into your head 24/7. And I don't know about you guys. My mom never sat me in front of a TV set for hours. No, no, no. You go outside. You can have some cereal and or whatever on Saturday morning. You'll watch cartoons for a couple hours. You know, fill your head with the Roadrunner. And then you went outside and played all day. Think about it. Whole different animal. Whole different way of being and doing, if you would. So I sit there and say to myself, okay, so what's changed? What's with the parenting styles? What's going on out there? I can almost never get, because everybody has their own thought process. You know, it's really funny when I talk to some of these people, you bring up the experts and they're not interested. And what they'll say is, well, I can find 10, 15, 20 other experts who will tell me different. Okay, good. Then you know what I'll do? I'll go find another 15, 20 experts that will be on my side or be on the side of this. Yeah, we can do this all day long. But would you want to err on the side of doing what's right for your child? And if that's the case, yeah, pull them off the iPad. What is the big deal? What's the problem? Yeah, I got to ask. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, seriously. You know, also we love our kids, we love our this, we love that, but how do you show love? Are you willing to sacrifice for your children? When I say sacrifice, not your style of sacrifice, but truly sacrifice. What are you giving up for real for your children? I was going to say, I'll wait, but I ain't waiting that long. So you really do want to make sure that you're going out of your way to make sure that what you're doing for them isn't going to hurt them down the road. Because when your kid's got those, you know, has problems dealing with stuff mentally, you can say it's not my fault. I know that Dr. B and others get mad at me for doing this, or aren't really happy with me for trying to place blame. But what else do you do? If you can't figure out that the stuff that you're doing is hurting the person you love, and somebody tells you and it makes you feel bad, maybe you'll change it. I don't know. Some of you will just simply justify what you've done or what you're doing. You won't take any advice. You won't care. But do you really love that child, that kid? Do you? You got to ask. That's my job. One of my mantras on the show on a regular basis used to be, you know, I challenge you for what you believe. You don't have to answer to me. I already know that. That's stupid. But why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? And when you say because of this, check it out. Make sure that's true. Make sure they still stand for those things. Right? Why are you a Christian? Why are you a Jew? Why are you a Muslim? Right? Defend it to yourself and defend it to me, as I always say. Defend it to yourself. Right? Know why you believe what you believe. At least you should. And you shouldn't have a problem doing it. Trouble seeing your house. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. Somebody in the chat room just said, good to have the family back again. I feel like that about you guys. For years, some of you have been, you know, coming to the chat room, kind of get to know your families, what's going on in your life. It's kind of cool. And I'm going to say it. I know some of you get nuts. I can always tell when I'm boring you to death because you start talking about recipes. In all these years, I think I've gotten two good recipes out of the chat room. Sorry, but, you know, it's what it is. What can I tell you? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. But I'll tell you what, I know you've been waiting for her. I'm just like, I'm just like window dressing at this point. All right. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. Dr. B, as she does pretty much every week. Always love getting her insight as to what's going on out in the world with your teens, with yourself. So, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
My sincere pleasure. I could just be with you on here every single day at this point, you know.
Oh, you'd drive yourself nuts. Are you serious? You'd be totally
in about
48 hours, man.
The psychologist needs an outlet. Oh, I need therapy. Help me, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I'd be a good fix. I mean, you obviously haven't heard some of my joint rejoins when the one psychologist calls a guy a mamby-pamby.
I love that.
Oh, God.
And you guys got to know the chat room is full, so come join us. This is so fun.
Yeah, you find it at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Ain't that hard, people. It really isn't that hard.
Not that hard.
Hey, I was talking about something before you came on because I got irritated with two people I spoke with, which is nothing new for me anyway. But I don't know if you saw the iPad video I sent you from, I think it was from Sweden or one of those countries, where they had these kids that had iPads almost since birth, all right? And the parents were using it as a babysitter to a big degree. And then as they try to take them away as punishment or because it's dinner time or whatever, these kids have psychotic breakdowns. I mean, they just go nuts. And in some cases, when it didn't work fast enough, the kid actually started smashing the iPad against the coffee table. And these are young kids. But I had two parents say to me, oh, that wouldn't happen to me, because I just smashed the thing in front of them. I'd let them know that that wasn't acceptable. It's a five-year-old kid. You've been spoon-feeding him or feeding him, like, intravenously an iPad. You're changing the whole makeup of their thought process, how their brain functions. But they think they're going to force the child to change. That doesn't work that way, does it?
It does not, and... If parents would actually understand the seriousness of what we are seeing, you know, with the social media addiction, it is addiction. That's why, you know, you and I have talked about this. It's called digital heroin. It's the first time I think I started talking about, you know, sociopaths and sociopathy, and how our kids are becoming sociopaths. We don't discipline. The parenting that the millennials are using is not working. Well, that's a big word, sociopath. I understand. And again, an anti-personality disorder or antisocial personality disorder. But now we've got a digital heroin, and that's social media addiction. Like kids are born, and you're going to get, I know I'm going to get heated.
Oh, I don't care. I'm used to it. Go for it.
I don't care anymore because it's the truth.
Yep.
But like kids are born, addicted to crack when the moms, you know, have it in their system. We are hooking them up so early to electronic devices that you need to understand they're getting addicted. You can't do that. The brain has to grow. The brain has, you know, neurons, and it's got, the pathways and the neural pathways and the gray matter and the white matter. You've got the white matter where, you know, the gray matter, you know, the things travel through. I don't want to get too technical. And then you got the gray matter that holds on to what, you know, the brain needs to hold on to. And it is malleable. It is the consistency of butter, soft butter, or tofu, the brain. And it needs real-world experiences. It needs nature. It needs the creativity. It needs parenting. It needs discipline. It needs boundaries. It doesn't need babysitting via digital and social media because we are getting our kids addicted. And it is called digital heroin, I'll circle back there, because it affects the exact same parts of the brain. So it doesn't matter. And I get pushed back. It's not heroin. At least it's not a chemical that, fine, okay, great. So they'll die, 20 years, later because it's not heroin. But they're going to be screwed up. The brain is not going to develop well. And we are seeing all over the place how testing, you know, test scores are not meeting criteria, discipline. I mean, all of these things because you're completely frying the kid's brain. And you're getting them addicted. And you've got to understand the statistics for years have been if your children try a substance or alcohol before the age of 12 or 13 and you have addiction in your genetics, you're predisposed to them, which you never know unless you do a test for COMP and a full genetic study. But if they are predisposed and they try that before 13 or 14, then you have a 65% greater chance of them becoming addicted as adults. Wow. So I'm pretty sure, thanks to what you sent, that at age two, if you're exposing them to digital devices and social media before the age of 13, and I know my math, but 2, 3, 4 years old is before the age of 13, that you're going to have lifelong problems.
Yeah.
And so you're right. I'm sorry, I can go on and on, but yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
Because it irritates me to no end that you hear some people, and parents do it a lot, they get these ideas as to what to write from their children, and you go, "Where'd you hear that?" "Oh, I read it on Facebook." Okay, so flush it. If you read it on Facebook, just flush it, because they're not experts over there. I get an expert like you and others telling me how the behavioral differences, what it does, the studies that have been done. And no, you're not going to just whip that iPad. I'll just hide all the iPads in the house. No, you won't. That kid start whining after about 5 minutes. You'd be building one for them if you couldn't find one just to get them to get quiet again.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And someone just messaged me and asked how much is too much, social media. I love that question. And then the second person messaged me, which I appreciate. You and I talked about this on the show earlier, what type of things can they watch, right? Yep. And I understand. So,
Bozo.
After the break, I'll answer the questions.
See? You don't need me. I can go have dinner. You can handle the whole thing by your onesie. All right.
That's it.
People. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from technical glitches or were part of a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for a third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% the previous week. A storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that the system, which crossed the Midwest on Thursday, will progress eastward throughout Friday. While the East Coast is projected to receive primarily rain, northern New England may experience some significant snowfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I have to let this play out a bit. I get a kick out of it. When the marimba river starts. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you want to be part of the solution. The big part about that, a really big part about that, is when you're informed, you can get the other people to stutter. I've done it. When you throw real stats at them, you give them real proof. You don't give them Facebook proof, you give them real proof. You'll make them stutter. And they get them to engage. But don't listen to me. I usually don't have a clue. So I bring people on like Dr. Bridget. Dr. B joins us every week to kind of give us some insight as to what's going on out there, what's happening. And I'm just going to let her run with it because you guys are sending her your questions, and she's the expert, not me, and I'll sit here and take notes.
You're a brave soul.
Yeah. Oh. No, I mean you were on it with the iPads. People are asking how long you let the kids be on it, and can you do anything to counteract that? And it just, you know what, but you know what, don't waste your breath if they're not going to do it. Raise your hand, people, if you're going to listen and do what she says. All right.
Yeah, we got a ton of people in the chat room. Raise that hand. Raise that hand.
So seriously, it. Go down that road. How much time is too much time? Is there does that change with age? What kind of stuff should you be allowing them to plow into their brains?
Yeah, you don't even want to know. Yeah, the parents are going to all turn the radio off.
That's all right. I'm used to them turning it off.
I know, right? We're used to it. We got it. High five. Honestly, so more than an hour a day. Why the brain is still developing is starts to become a problem more than an hour a day, and that includes phone time as well. So for all the really super responsible parents, you need to limit the screen time to an hour a day, and then they can only text or call, you know, those that are close to you. But as far as, you know, YouTube, Snapchat, all of that, Facebook, more than an hour a day in the developing brain starts to become a problem. And that's crazy. And then the other question I had was, what is okay? You know, if they're on it, you know, if we're going to put your kid in front of it for 3-4 hours a day. So nothing if it's more than an hour a day. But I will tell you that if it's educational in nature, that is much less damaging, because at least the children, educational and creative. So what they're creating, not that they're just staring at people drawing, or staring at videos, but if they are creating in some way, which is still under the category of educational, then you actually can combat some of, you know, kind of counteract some of the, things going on developmentally. Another question. I love you guys. You guys are making my job easy. So someone said, so how does it affect the brain? Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. How does it specifically affect the brain? I think that's fair enough. That's a fair enough question. So mental health wise and emotionally, and we're seeing this. Think about it, Joe. I mean, think about it, you guys. We're seeing a huge decrease in self-confidence, right? Hence why suicidal ideation is up so much exponentially.
Yeah.
Remember 365% after COVID, because they were all, socially not engaging, and then they were all on devices, you know, for basically 2 years straight. 365% increase in suicidal ideation. I can't even, that hurts my head. And then you've got, I told you about this, suicide. 41% of those that are attempting suicide or have suicidal ideation are trans or detransitioning kids. So don't tell me this transitioning thing. I know people want to say it's about the bullying, and it's not. It really isn't. So anywho, back to social media and how it affects the brain. It definitely opens your children up to cyberbullying and peer pressure, right? And predators. That to me would be enough to be like, nope, not doing it. Psychological addiction and impairment of the prefrontal lobe. And we've talked about that. Parents, your children need the prefrontal lobe to develop properly. This is very important. This is whether they become sociopaths or they become responsible members of society. It's their rights or wrongs, their decision making, their impulse, their addiction, all of that. You know, what choices they're going to make and how they emote, whether they are empaths versus sociopaths. So that to me is probably the biggest issue that we're seeing. And if the prefrontal lobe doesn't develop properly, we see a huge decrease in the ability to multitask, and it affects their memory. And we're looking at schools and tests, and we are dumbing down kids to no end.
Wow.
It's a lot. And why we call it digital heroin, thank you. That's the next question. You guys just keep giving me your questions.
See, I tell you, you don't need me. I'm just going to go grab me a sandwich and come back in a little bit.
Come on back.
Go for it. Yeah, I'll let you have fun.
We'll be here. You know, there's a thing called phantom vibration syndrome, and it's because, you know, we're used to, you know, the phone vibrates now, and even, you know, in school, it's in their backpack vibrating. It's, it can't be, you know, on. You know, the ringtone. So they've coined this term phantom vibration syndrome because, like digital heroin, your brain is always thinking about the phone and if you're getting a message and if you're getting an update and if you're getting a notification. So you think your phone is buzzing and you look at it and there's no message, there's no notification. Your brain has become addicted and it's physically making this up. And I know y'all have done that where you looked at your phone and you thought it was buzzing and it wasn't. But there's a name for it. PVS, phantom vibration syndrome. Wow. So why digital heroin? Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
It's crazy. So again, texting, using social media, what it does is triggers that brain's reward addiction system. Think about it. If someone doesn't text you back, you're like offended. And if they do, and you've just told them something, you know, challenging or that you thought they needed to hear, or they take the tone wrong, right? You're waiting.
But wait. Oh, you don't text them back fast enough. I have people who text me. They don't know whether I'm on the air, in the bathroom. I do not text people from the bathroom. Sorry, just not with it. But yeah, they think you ignored them or you don't like them somehow or somebody else is more important if you don't text back fast enough. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, and that is the brain's reward addiction system in check. That is it. That's it in action.
Yep.
That is how you know you're addicted, that you're waiting or you get somehow emotional about it, whether they're taking too long or they say the right thing. So your brain seeks reward, which is that text back or that, you know, that message or the likes, right? The like button or the heart button. Same center of the brain that is responsible for drug addiction and alcohol addiction. So, of course, the teen's going to opt for reward of social media instead of whatever else they're supposed to be doing, or going outside or sports or drawing on a pad instead of digitally. You know, they'll respond to text while driving, in class, you know, anything to get the text back out so they can get their reward again. It's a whole cycle. So that's the amygdala. Just so you guys know, someone asked what part of the brain. Okay, whoever that is, I love you. It's called the amygdala. You know, the threat of not getting a message signals the amygdala, and then that activates the HPA, which is the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal. There you go. There's your neuropsychology for the day. And that initiates a high stress response that can send you into a similar, you know, addiction cycle. And
you know, the rule has always been you can't use words I can't spell.
I know.
Right. I don't know how I'm going to take that.
Try to spell amygdala or the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal.
Not gonna happen anyway. No, but it's so important that people understand this stuff. And you know, again, you can't help your child unless you not just know it but believe it. You must have the same trouble when you're talking to people. They come ask you a question, and they go, "Well, no, that won't happen to my child." What do you say to them?
Well, all the time, and yeah, I literally the biggest is my child gets straight A's. Well, so does mine, and if I let her be on the, you know, device all day long, she'll have be straight A's, but she won't be able to function in society. You won't. And I, you know, the other aspect to this is the physiology of it. You stress your kids out, right? This all is very stressful and anxiety-provoking. Then you're looking at high blood pressure, which we're seeing now, research is showing in kids, hypertension and cardiovascular disease. We're seeing that as early as 30s now because of it. Increase in diabetes, childhood cancer, frequent illnesses, eating issues, mental health issues. It just snowballs.
Yeah. Well, so, we're going to go for a quick break, and then you're going to be able to answer more of these questions that they keep throwing at you. And I'm thank God it's you and not me. Anyhow, come see your host, Dr. B. Be with us when we return. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Come on, you must enjoy that bass line as much as I am. Joe Bettine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe at I made this easy for you guys. Joe@JoeMessina.com. Joe@JoeMessina.com. Can't get any easier than that. I don't spell my name weird. It's very traditional. J-O-E. That simple. Just like when you go to MyPillow.com. It's not J-O. It's not any weird. J-O-E. That simple. Anyway, Dr. B, and if you can't spell that, then I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't even be driving or something. But Dr. B is with us again, as she is every week. Always appreciate her insight on these issues and these things. And Dr. B, again, like I said, it's all yours. You're doing great here and answering a lot of good questions that people have.
You're brave. You're brave. Well, you know, the other thing, you know, that I wanted to touch that people are really asking about, because it's election time. Don't know if anyone noticed. Because, you know, nothing's going on with any of the candidates, the conservative candidates, as far as how the media affects elections. Hey, so in the chat room, do you guys think the media affects the elections? Has any effect on the elections? It does with local ones, right? And you and I have gone through that nonsense.
Oh.
Good grief. It's crazy. So, yeah, so you guys, pros and cons on social media, the pros and cons on, you know, being out there as far as media and election, it totally, I mean, we've got to get our name out. I get that. But does it affect it, you know, 100%? There's a whole study. It's called media psychology. I don't know if y'all have heard of this. You know, let me know in the chat room. But it's funny. It's kind of ironic. It's a study, a psychological study of how media psychology works. So basically what it is, it encompasses mass media, you know, such as radio, television, film, video, newsprint, magazines, music. Do we have newsprint anymore? I don't even have that.
Yeah, we do. Actually, I still get a newsepaper printed 4 days
so
a week.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I put them away, and then Sunday morning I, you know, watch the word, sit down, read the paper. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
I know. It's just something about that, right? I used to love the funnies. The funnies. The comics. That was the best, you guys.
They were great.
It was great. And now it's just crap. It's just nonsense out there. Sorry, you can say that word.
Yeah.
But, yes. So the problem I'm seeing, and that's, again, good questions, you guys, about media psychology. How does it affect you? How does it affect the brain? You see how it affects you. It does dumb you down. It's so interesting that the far left thinks that us far righters or right or center are Trump supporters. I'll say, ooh, I said you're gonna get
Trumpers. Yeah.
We us Trumpers, us deplorables. Basically that we're in a cult, that we have a cult following. That's what they call it. So if you're pro-America, you're in a cult. And yet they are the ones, it's so interesting listening to them, reading what they write and what they believe. The liberal mind is truly cult-like. It is. And I can say that because I'm a professional. So Joe can't say that because he's somehow fired. But I can say that as a professional, that if you look at how they speak and the hate and the emotions that are evoked, when you say anything that is against what they said or in response to what they say, right? Truth, facts, they lose their minds and they defend it to the death. That is a cult. That is very much cult behavior. The other thing that's a problem, and with these notifications, and I want to challenge everybody to turn off, go into your settings on your phone, and turn off notifications for media. You don't have to turn it off from your kid or your Ring camera or the weather, but go and turn off for Newsweek, for Newsmax, from even Fox News, from CNN, and make yourself go to the app and look up and read what's going on. Because psychologically, it's back to what they used to do in Hitler times and what they used to do in Freudian times. And any kind of cult is running things past you really quickly in the form of notifications. People know what they're doing. These cell phone companies, these, you know, don't you think that Verizon and T-Mobile and AT&T aren't liberal companies? When you get those notifications, your brain scans it quickly at the headlines. And usually the headlines, 80% of the time, have nothing to do with what the article is about.
Oh, yeah.
And that is how media psychology is affecting us severely. Trump kicked out of Colorado off vote, you know, voting guide, you know, or whatever. And it's like you read it, and it's like, well, you know, Trump, you know, always almost got da da da, and it's nothing to do with that. So it will affect your mental health. It will affect your physical health because of how angry you can get. But you've got to get those notifications off because every time they ding and you even glance at it, after 13 times, it becomes a habit and it's believable. So I know you get more than 13 notifications a week. So if I hope you guys are understanding that. Go into your settings, your notifications, and turn it off for any media and force yourself to go and read, you know, reputable places. So that is the one thing everybody can do. That alone will not dumb you down because the headlines are terrible. headline psychology has gotten so bad. And everything's AI. It's written by the majority are, you know, more liberals. And so, and they know. They know they get you.
But you saw the AI thing with Google where they were asking him questions. They wanted pictures of popes. And what did they get? They got pictures of black females, right? Those aren't popes. As for pictures of, they're quote unquote trying to fix it as we speak. But when you ask for the pictures of founding fathers, they put together pictures of black males and Native Americans and what have you. You go, wait a minute. We know what they're doing. This is not hard to understand.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's all psychological and. You know, people are trying to be so smart and so in the know, and we already know the state, you know, owns the media. There's nothing positive about Trump, you know, on anything or conservatives or I think what's the latest? Christian nationalism is destroying America. Popped up on my phone like 50 times in the last.
Well, did you see what was it? Meathead's documentary video.
Oh yes.
Okay, and. I got to tell you something, people. I don't care what denomination of Christianity you are. If you're paying attention at all to your Bible, 98% of what that man said was so false and so fake, and the other 2% was twisted to the point where I don't even know if you could say there was a bit of truth in it. You know what I mean?
No, it's blasphemous on so many levels. It's so anti-American. It is so hate-filled, and even worse than that, just contemptuous. You know, it's just a reveal of their soul and their heart. Between him and Joy Behar and Whoopi Good for Nothing, and they're just evil people.
They look nasty. They sound hateful. The hate is eating them up. I mean, you know, again, look what they're doing to Trump, whether he's a criminal or not. Is not even the point here. Nothing. No matter what you say to him, he needs to go to jail or be killed. One of the two. This is sickness.
It's unbelievable. And what every American, if you have any kind of investments anywhere in any company on the East Coast, well, anywhere really, and you see what happened to Trump, forget about Trump. Insert Johnson or insert, you know, Smith. Mm-hmm. But what they did in that, what that judge did, is so out of bounds. It's unbelievable what happened. No victim, no proof. The company said, no, we're good. Everything's been, we're good. There's no issue. And the judge is like, yeah, I don't believe you. $350 million.
Yeah.
That should worry people.
Yeah. Not one person got hurt. But I'll tell you what's happening now. The nice thing for you New Yorkers that voted these people in, voted that judge in because he got voted in, you deserve this. Developers are running away from your city. There'll be no more buying of buildings. There'll be no more development going on. No more new tax money. So good luck to you. Have fun with that. And with the people you elected, when you don't have money coming in, first people are going to cut to the police. you bought it.
Yeah. People are done. Yeah. And I'm so glad that, you know, the Shark Tank guy and that other developer, I'm glad they spoke up. And they're out. They're selling and pulling out. And they really are. I mean, when the liberals say, Trump gets elected again, I'm moving. They don't. Nobody.
They're liars. We've talked about
people,
they are liars. They don't have the guts to do something like that, you know?
They don't. They absolutely don't. I'm like, please leave. That is not a threat to us.
Listen, if I had the money, I'd have the plane sitting on a tarmac. Come on in. It's a free ticket today. We'll treat you like the Angels. Come on down.
Hey, free plane ticket right here. Call Joe and I. We will. Gotcha. We will get with Glenn Beck and charter an entire plane for you.
And you can all act like you're in first class. We'll give you free drinks and everything. Seriously.
That's right. And we'll take you to Canada. They love people like you, Trudeau. Oh, yeah. They love you.
You can party down with Trudeau, you know.
Oh, what a loser, yeah.
See, you got my blood pressure up again. I mean, seriously.
I'm sorry. It's all right. I know I'm bad for your health. I'm sorry. Tammy, I'm sorry.
Everybody's bad for my health. All right.
I'll be back on in a minute, so come
back,
people.
We're going to go for a quick break, top of the hour, do a little reset here, and Dr. B will be back with us when we return, because we've got a lot more to talk about. I mean, this you could do 3 hours a night, 5 days a week doing this kind of stuff. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.